they normally to drop points for Lentville as a disaster, but we have to give respect and notice that this is a tough place to come. So to draw one each, how do you feel?
Yeah, given the nature of the game being 1-0 down and us not being at ourselves in the first half, and I think given the circumstances, loads of games, you come away here, the situation of the league and where we're at, a point is by no means a bad result. So I think we'll probably look at the game and there's a lot of things we can improve on, but I felt the boys took their medicine first half. They stayed in there, they didn't sulk, they worked hard. They knew they weren't getting probably as much possession as they would have liked. Credit Lauren for that, but it was a solid performance, and as you said there, Jimmy, from the off, it's usually not good for Linfield dropping points, but given the situation, that's an okay point.
And almost like a game of two halves. What was the key to turn it round? Maybe a bit more.
I think just hard work. Hard work and lost my train of thought here now. Absolute hard work. Like I say, there was no boys that run about there with a Lord Mayor show, because we knew we were getting popped in the first half, and we just rolled the sleeves up and worked hard. And I think it sort of epitomised what the boys have been about this last couple of weeks. It's hard work and pride, and desperately wanting to land at Gibson. So that's another point towards the league title. By no means it's all over, but I think a decent psychological boost too for us coming away here with a point.
And for any team competing for trophies, the goalkeeper's always going to have to...
Oh, what a save. Yeah. Oh, what a save. I was right behind it. I actually thought it was in the whole way. I just turned, and it reminds you of the Roy Carroll save against Stevie Garrett Solitude that day. It's something similar magnitude and importance. And fair play to Chris, because, you know, we involve him a lot in the play and the build-up, so he's liable to make more mistakes because he's more in possession of the ball more. So that's why I'm sure Linfield have signed him for moments like that.
Just want to ask you about your equalising goal. Very nice header.
Yeah, actually, do you know what? I scored for Ards one day here. We needed a point to stay up. I was only about 17 and I scored a similar goal, same distance, and that was going through my mind as it was going on. Just, I remember thinking to myself, I remember scoring for Ards here to make it 2-2 against Lauren, and almost stayed up that day. I thought it'd be nice to get something the same and maybe it meaning something at the end of the season. That's an early birthday present too. It's my birthday tomorrow, so I'm 35 tomorrow. So that's a wee early birthday present. And I'm delighted to get on the pitch and to score a goal. A great bonus for me.
And a lot's changed since then. Recently you've had game time limited a bit.
Aye.
But clearly you want to put your stomp down and play a big part in the rest of the season.
Listen, obviously you want to play games. It's a manager's decision. You know, he picked a team and I can't complain at the minute because the boys are flying. And you know, we've got great players here, and all I can do is be a team player and support my team, and hopefully moments I guess here come on and help them when they need help. Great change room we have, and I think we all know at Linfield we have to deliver league titles, so we're all working together to achieve that, and sometimes you're not on the pitch, it's how you react off the pitch, and hopefully today goes a long way towards me chipped in with a few important goals for this season.
And we've kept our momentum going with that draw. Up next is Ballymena at home. I know they have players that can hurt you. I know you're an admirer of the likes of Shane McCartan.
Aye.
But we'll want to win a game.
Yeah, I mean, I've made no secret. I went on record loads of times before, even with the BBC, saying it was when people are saying it was a two-horse race early doors. I didn't. I said, look, there's five or six teams in the title mix, and I proved to be right. And look, we're by no stretch of the imagination are we thinking, we understand the importance of every game. We understand one poor result can lead to loads of poor results, and we don't want to let that creep in. We're fully focused. Ballymena are a fantastic team, and we'll be fully focused on that task.
And just finally, we've been in a good run here. I think it all started that night at the Oval when we lost.
Yeah.
Was something said that night, or what's behind all that there?
Well, I think the night at the Oval, it was embarrassing. I think we let everybody down. Supporters, management, coaching, ourselves, probably as well. And sometimes it takes moments like that there, and as we always know, it's how you react, and we've reacted well. Leagues aren't handed out halfway through the season, or three quarters, they're handed out in May or maybe June for this year. So it's a wee probably jab in the arm to get us going again, and sometimes you need that.